be back. So with that being said, let's open in prayer, shall we? God of our hopes and dreams, we offer this hour to be in your presence. We offer our ears to hear the whisper of your voice and our hearts to receive the conviction of your Spirit. We pray that you would be in this place abundantly and that you would guide our thoughts, our intentions, our meditations. We use this hour as a way to give all of ourselves to you in the sacrifice of worship, an offering of ourselves to be renewed, refreshed, and restored, so that we can take that Spirit with us as we leave. So whatever baggage that we were carrying or dragging into this place, we set it at the foot of the cross to be free of that for this hour, so that we can truly receive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Step by step, you lead me, Lord. And we will follow you all of our days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
We invite you to be at peace and silence as you listen for the Holy One. Our reading tonight comes from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Jesus, honor and glory be unto your name.
During this silence, allow God to direct you to a word or a phrase from the second reading of the text. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. During this silence, we invite you to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the kneeler as you are able to be anointed for healing for yourself or another. And for those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you're welcome to do this during this time or during communion. There's a basket at the foot of the table to receive your blessing. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Final reading of our text tonight. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I guess I have to start with a confession that I'm probably not the best person to be preaching from these two passages, because there are many times where I do not treat my body as a holy living sacrifice to God. I don't know if I'm alone in this. I'm probably not, but I think about that, and I think about what all we have here in this day and age, and what all they had in their day and age. And I really wonder, it begs the question, why the appeal? I mean, They didn't have, let's see, I made a list, actually. What was it that was going on that was causing such alarm to Paul that he would write that and make that appeal? Please, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, he says. I mean, seriously, there were no cell phones, no smartphones, no apps. They didn't have the Euchre app that I have. I don't know how they survived, right? They didn't have any social media platforms. No Facebook, no YouTube, no Twitter, no Snapchat, which I don't even know what it is. I mean, they didn't have live streaming television. They didn't have Netflix. They didn't have R-rated TV shows that you could watch on pay-per-view channels. They didn't have X-rated movie theaters. They didn't have casinos like we have. I'm sure there is some gambling establishment, but think about all the distractions that we have that they did not. And yet there's an urgency in Paul's plea or appeal. Please give yourselves to God, mind, body, spirit, and soul, so that everything that you are doing is spiritual worship. I just got back from Tennessee, and we were up in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and we had a pretty good-sized deck, and it was so funny, because if you wanted to make a phone call, you could tell the people who were wanting to make a phone call, they'd be out on the deck looking for cell coverage, right? You know? I mean, like, there was a point where we really needed to make a call, but for the most part, we that distraction of having to find a spot lent to a renewing of our very souls, because we couldn't be distracted by emails or text messages or phone calls. I think about that as in the morning or in the evenings, like all the kids would be on their electronic devices. I only think about it now because I'm reading the text. I wish I was thinking about it then, because we should have been doing something different. But I think about how four children were in the same room, yet miles apart because they were on an electronic device. And when you take that away and you put them on a pontoon boat and you start pulling an inner tube, like, lives are being transformed, getting back to the basics of life, being in relationship, being in the water, splashing, having fun. Not just for the children either. It's been a year since my father-in-law passed. And my wife, we got her on the inner tube and pulling her behind the boat. And I haven't seen that big of a smile on her face in over a year. A renewing the mind, body, and soul. Now that smile, just as a sidebar, that smile on that boat, pulling her on that inner tube, was bigger than the day we got married. go figure. Yeah. But I think about that. And I think about, like, I confess to you that I'm probably not the right person to be even speaking to this passage, knowing that there's days where I just want to go home and plop in my recliner and grab my son's iPad and just play Candy Crush until my mind goes numb, right? To distract me from the stress of the day. And Paul says, Paul is pleading, appealing for us to find something different. For us to find an hour like this, to where we can nourish our bodies, our minds, and our souls. If there's one thing that you can take away from this evening as you walk away, think about his words. The renewing of your minds, right? I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Boy, if I could anchor that the next time I'm at the dinner table, I might not just go for seconds. If I can anchor that the next time we go to a movie theater, I might just find something that is mind-renewing instead of mind-numbing. If I can just anchor that and follow through in the morning with getting up and stretching and doing just a little bit of exercise, offering that to God. Imagine what God might have to offer in return. Are you renewing your mind, body, and soul? Are you allowing it to become your spiritual worship in all that you do? It's usually why we do what we do, right? Sometimes we're intentional when we're actually seeking God, when we're hiking on a mountain or waiting for the sunset to come or anticipating a solar eclipse to get near to the very presence of God. Can we just anchor that for every moment of the day? How about every other moment? How about a third? Half? We come to the table tonight seeking to be fully renewed and restored by the breaking of the bread as Jesus took it and blessed it and gave thanks because he was about to give his body as spiritual worship for us. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, for this is my body, broken for you." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. And again, he gave thanks and blessed it in preparation of his body becoming spiritual worship for us. And he said, "Take, drink, all of you, for this is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." And so we come, broken, tired, frustrated, ashamed, worried, not knowing what tomorrow will bring. But in this moment we come, praying that God would pour out his Holy Spirit here on us gathered and on these common elements of bread and fruit of the vine, that his Spirit would bless these to make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, broken and poured out, so that we could become one with Jesus and one with each other in ministry to the world. We pray that there would be a renewing of heart, mind, and soul as we partake in this physical action of life-giving flesh and blood. In Jesus' holy name, who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Just a couple reminders that there is an offering basket, and that we do have a gluten-free station here. I know somebody shared with me that they had a dietary concern this evening, and so there's more than just one. that has that concern. So we have a gluten-free station here, and then I'll invite Doug to come up and serve with me here in a minute. Come on up, Doug. And finally, you don't have to be a member of this church or any church to come forward and receive this sacrament offered to us through Christ. All you have to do is come with a willing heart to be renewed and restored, to gain the nourishment of Christ. The table is set. I will simply break off a piece of bread and you'll hear the words, "The body of Christ broken for you." And then you'll receive that gift of grace and simply dip it in the cup and hear the words, "The blood of Christ shed for you." As you are led by the Spirit, the table has been set, the invitation extended. Come.
Lord, I lift your name on high. your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
May you go from this place with that notion anchored deep within you that it's not only our minds and our minds and our souls, but it's our bodies that we offer to God as living sacrifices. And as you seek His will through discovering His Word through the Holy Scriptures, may you be blessed in the renewing of your mind. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, go in peace. Amen.